The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast. This is Ricky Scapero. This is End Time Headlines, and I want to welcome you today on this Monday, the day after 4th of July. We are on the 5th of July today, and we have got a segment that I want to share with you. I want to talk to you about some stuff that I'm seeing coming down the pike that is very concerning, especially for all those who minister the gospel through the airwaves of using big tech giants. Now, let's get into this thing, and I'm going to explain exactly what we're talking about when we talk about big tech, the big tech giants. We're talking about, I'm going to pull up a PowerPoint here, and I want to show you some stuff, and we're going to get into this today. So while we're pulling this up, and it's going to come up on your screen for you guys that are watching the visual of this on Facebook and on YouTube, we want to welcome everyone who's watching, whatever platform you may be watching from, whether it be podcast, whether it be YouTube, whether it be Facebook, or whatever the case may be. We welcome you to the broadcast. And the irony is that our days may be numbered on any one of these platforms. Because as you can see here, today we're going to be talking about time is running out for the gospel on big tech platforms. And as you see right there on your screen, Twitter, Google, and Facebook is the trio that are the large big tech giants. And I'm going to show you some stuff today from two out of the three of these companies and what they're doing that I think is the should send a chill down everyone's spine who is a born-again Christian, even a conservative. I would say a conservative, one who loves their country, and one who is awake to the things that are happening, the times and seasons in which we're in. So let's get after this thing. The first story I want to talk about is Facebook. We're going to deal with Facebook first, and then we'll talk about Google. Facebook has recently warned users of extremism. Facebook warns users of extremism as conservatives slam, quote, Orwellian thought police. This was an actual article from the New York Post. Let me give you a little bit of a backdrop on what we're talking about today. An eye-raising new Facebook feature has been launched by Facebook, warning users when they may have been exposed to, quote, extremist content, or if they know someone who is becoming an extremist. And I want you to say those words, extremism, extremist, and extreme. All these words are going to play into this in just a second, prompting concerns that this new system may specifically target conservative voices and snuff out free speech. And I will take it a bit further. And I believe it's not just conservative voices, but I believe Pentecostal, charismatic Christians, Bible-believing Christians are also going to be targeted to this. And I'll explain why in just a minute. I'm going to show you proof that time is running out for the gospel to be preached on these platforms. Screenshots of the anti-extremism alerts circulated last week on social media. One of the prompts asks a user, quote, are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? Quote, we care about preventing extremism on Facebook. The prompt goes on and asks, quote, and it goes on to say that, quote, others in your situation have received confidential support. Well, how nice of Facebook to send us confidential support. A second alert could read, quote, you may have been exposed to harmful extremist content recently. Now, I want to read this quote: violent groups try to manipulate your anger and disappointment. This is coming from Facebook. Quote, violent groups. Now, who are these quote unquote violent groups? Who are quote unquote extremists? I'm going to give you the a definition that came up from Google, ironically. Violent groups may be trying to manipulate your anger and your disappointment. Quote, you can take action now to protect yourself and others. Quote, both of the alerts are also redirect you to a support page where, of course, you can report the content. Andy Stone, who's a Facebook spokesperson, confirmed that the company is testing the prompts as part of a, quote, wider approach to a wider approach to radicalization prevention. Radicalization prevention. This test, quote, is part of a larger work to assess ways to provide resources and support to people on Facebook who may have engaged with or were exposed to extremist content. Or you may know someone who's at risk. Quote, according to this Facebook spokesperson, he went on to say that, quote, Facebook is partnering with NGOs and academic experts in this space, experts, and hope to have more to share in the future. Aren't you excited? Are you chomping at the bit? I don't know about you, but I'm going to lose sleep of the anticipation of the more that they're going to come out with and more to share on this. That's obviously sarcasm. Facebook said the tests are part of its, quote, redirect initiative, which, here it is, quote, helps combat violent extremism. Now you say, well, we don't have nothing to worry about, Brother Ricky, because Christians as a whole are not, quote, violent extremists. But let me read on. Quote, according to this Facebook spokesperson, they say that, quote, this redirect initiative will help combat violent extremism and, here we go, and dangerous organizations. By redirecting hate and violent related search terms towards resources, education, and outreach groups, according to the company. For example, when people search on Facebook for terms related to white supremacy, we knew that was going to be thrown out, right? In the U.S., results are directed to, quote, Life After Hate, which is an organization founded by former violent extremists that provides crisis intervention, education, support groups, and outreach. So there's your redirect initiative. In other words, it's a re-education source. Change your thought process. Again, I am in no way, form, or fashion in support of white supremacy. I'm anti-white supremacy. I'm against any kind of supremacist group. So let's get that out there and let that be known. But here is what's got me concerned. When you look up the definition of extremism, let me just share this. I want to share this screenshot with you. When you look up the definition of extremism, by definition, I mean, let's pull that right up here on the screen. I'm going to give just a second. There's a little bit of a delay here going on Facebook Live. But here it is on the screen. I got on my phone, on my laptop, whatever. And to be fair, in light of what we're discussing here, I went to Google, their platform, and searched extremism. Look at the definition of extremism. Quote, I'm going to read this to you for you on podcast that can't see this. Here it is, by definition of extremism, the holding of extreme political, here it is, or religious views aka fanaticism. Let me say that again. The word, by definition of extremism, is the holding of extreme political or religious views. So now, being that I don't want to make this about politics, let's just give this to you in a nutshell on the political aspect of this. So in other words, if you have a political view that is against the narrative, that is against Hollywood elitist, against the powers that be, against the puppets and the ones who pull the strings and the one who's got the loudest voices and the ones who are behind most mainstream media, if your views are in direct contrast to that, you will likely be labeled as an extremist in your political view. But what about, let's just say, okay, well, let's just toss politics out of this because I'm not worried about that because I don't promote, I'm not preaching. But, you know, for all those who may be watching this or listening to this today, and I'm just going to just throw this out there because they may say, well, I'm not into politics. I don't like politics. I'm not planning on preaching politics. So this doesn't concern me. This doesn't affect me. Really? I'll remind you, by definition of extremism, it says the one of holding extreme religious views. So what is, quote, an extreme religious view? Listen, if you think for a moment that there is not coming a time when these big tech platforms are going to begin to label the preaching of Jesus as extreme fanatical religious views, a view such as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Views such as Jesus when he said that no man can come to the Father but through me. Views such as when Jesus said, I am the gatekeeper. I am the keeper of the fold. If any man tries to come to the Father by any other means, he is a thief and a robber. So in other words, when you get up and you preach that Jesus is the only way to heaven, this is going to be tagged and marked and labeled as religious fanaticism or extreme religious views. Let me give you another one. You get up and you preach and teach that God is still in the healing business. That God is capable of healing cancer, tumors, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. That he can still grow limbs. He can still open blind eyes. He can still make the lame walk and the deaf. Come on. He can, and the deaf hear. If you believe and teach that, that will be labeled as religious extremism. Mark my words, it's coming. It's coming and it's coming. See, we have, listen, we've had a good run. Every Bible-believing, Spirit-filled Christian, listen to this broadcast today. We have had an awesome run. God has given us tools. He's given us resources. He's given us the ability to be able to preach the gospel over airwaves and use the big tech giants as a megaphone to preach the gospel. But my friends, listen to this warning from this preacher today. The net is closing in. Time is running out. And this is only one report. I'm getting ready to give you a second report. Let's get to that right now. Let me give you another screenshot here. I'm going to pull this up. I want to show you what Google's doing right now. So I just showed you what Facebook's doing. Let me show you what Facebook or what Google's doing. Quote, this is a snapshot from an article from The Sun. It's a UK affiliate. Here it is. Google will now warn you about fake news websites before you even click on them. But it's going to go, but we're going to talk about this because it's going to go a little bit farther than just warning you about a fake news website. Let me just read this quote. Google has begun warning users that its search results may be unreliable. The feature is aimed, here it is, at breaking news stories. In other words, watch this. Kind of like I'm just going to use this for example, the collapse of the condo in Florida. Let's just say this happens in real time. It's collapsing. You've got 30 eyewitnesses. You got people pulling out their phones and they're on TikTok. They're on Facebook Live. They're on YouTube Live. And they begin to go and they begin to share this as it's happening live. They begin to share this on social media outlets everywhere. They see it. They witness it. They're all seeing it. They're all witnessing. There's video of it. But for whatever reason, if Google decides that they don't want the masses to see, hear, and know what individuals saw with their own eyes, experienced there firsthand, they have the ability to manipulate their search engine and produce different results, leaving the 30, 50, 100 people that saw an event happen in real time bewildered and perplexed because they're like, wait a minute, we saw this happen real time. We've got video proof of it. And then they can come out and say, oh, really? That's funny because when you Google this, it's mysteriously missing or it's not showing up in the search engines. And don't think TikTok ain't involved in this either. Listen, everybody kept saying, you need to get on TikTok, put end time headlines on TikTok. And I kept saying, we are not going to last very long on TikTok because they're cracking down on that too. And sure enough, the second post I posted on TikTok, we launched it yesterday. We went on TikTok yesterday or the day before. I can't remember. I think it was the day before we started going on TikTok. The second post I posted immediately got flagged and pulled off. Because it was harmful content. Let me get to this. Google. The new feature is aimed at breaking news stories when information is often rapidly changing and sometimes inaccurate. Google announced the change earlier this month and has now begun testing it in some regions, according to a recent blog post. Imagine that, in some regions. I'm sure they probably distinctively, strategically know where to test this at. And I'm going to leave that alone. Upon searching for keywords surrounding a breaking story, a warning will pop up saying, quote, it looks like these results are changing quickly. Or I'm going to tell you what I believe it should say. It's not going to say this, but in essence, it's saying it looks like these results are changing quickly to fit the narrative, is what it should say. And don't get me started on how people are being removed, banned, shadow banned, ostracized, canceled, whatever you want to call it, from these big tech giant platforms because what they say doesn't fit the narrative. The message continues, quote, if this topic is new, it can sometimes take time for results to be added by, quote, here it is, reliable sources. Well, who, Google, is reliable sources? Do you have a list that we can find? Because it's funny, because I can't find anywhere when I'm told by Facebook that I've been exposed to extremist content, I can't find anywhere where there's a source connected to where they can distinctively define to me what extremist content is. I had to go and Google what extremism is myself. And same with Google. They're going to tell me that now all my search results has to be filtered through them first, through their reliable sources, which of course are not going to be shown to you and I who these sources are that are quote unquote reliable and who's not. In its June 25th blog post, Google suggested that users of its popular search engine may want to check back later when it's found more results. Hey, you may want to check back later when the story has run through our process of filtering. And then when it comes out on the other end, it will meet our stamp of approval. Listen, I'll be shocked if this even gets through and gets on YouTube and stays on Facebook. Wouldn't it be ironic if they take this down? Well, listen to this. While Google search will always be there with the most useful results we can provide, sometimes the reliable information you're searching for just isn't online yet. According to Google, they went on to say, quote, this can be particularly true for breaking news or emerging topics. Well, I've got a question for you. Whatever happened to the day when major news outlets had journalists that were on the ground reporting news and information? I remember 10 years ago, 20 years ago, they would give us the facts. They would give us these things, and it would be the facts of the story and not be saturated with their own agendas, their bias, or their opinions. Whatever happened to that? You can't find it anymore. Everybody's got to give their opinion. Everybody's got to give their spin. The company said it has trained its search algorithms to spot when a topic is rapidly evolving and a range of sources haven't weighed in yet. Quote, we'll now show a notice indicating that it may be best to check back later when more information from a wider range of sources might be available. Listen, can I prove it to you? Let me prove it to you. We've already let the horse out of the barn. Let's just saddle this sucker up and run with it. On our website, endtimeheadlines.org, I stopped reporting completely on the pandemic as far as certain angles of the pandemic. I'm not going to say certain words. And you know, you want to know why? Regardless of what I share, it gets flagged by Google every time, every single time. I could pull up in screenshots and show you this over and over again. Even when it's been backed up by, quote, reliable sources, it will still be flagged. Because why? Because their algorithms have been cranked up to overdrive. I mean, I post stuff on Facebook that has no relation to a virus or anything of the sort, and a little notification will come up. And for more information on this, click this. And it has nothing to do with the topic. Because they've got these things, they've got these algorithms cranked up to the maximum level because we can't let nothing slide through. Quote, the change is now live for select users for now, and is expected to roll out to more people over the coming months. Because Google is going to decide which users on their platform need to be told not to look for certain sources for information, but they need to be directed to their, quote, reliable sources. They need to be told how to do their own research. So Google's going to help you out with that. This program is the latest attempt by Silicon Valley to, here it is, quote, tackle online misinformation. For example, Facebook removes false claims made by users and news organizations about, you know what? I don't even have to say it. Everybody knows, because it's become taboo. It's ridiculous. The claims first need to have been debunked by public health experts. Well, public health experts are also, when they come out saying anything contrary to the narrative, they get silenced and banned and removed and ostracized and shadow banned. So that's not even true either. The warning messages currently being tested among select users appears if someone clicks to share a link that they haven't opened. Oh, and here's a big shock. Ready? Quote, Twitter also implemented a similar system during the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Imagine that. So let's get straight to the case. Let's get straight to the point here. Where is this all leading? For all those who want scripture, after all, we're talking about the gospel, right? Matthew, here's where we're going, guys. Matthew 24, 9 through 14. Matthew chapter 24, 9 through 14. Listen to the sequence of events to this. Again, this is where we are ultimately heading. I want to say this again, so it'll be on record. This is where we are heading in the United States, because other countries in the Middle East and different places are already there on this level, but we have not seen this level of persecution in the United States of America, but it is now knocking on our doors. Here it is, Matthew chapter 24, 9 through 14, which ironically, the entire chapter is based on, in context, the signs of the coming of the Lord, the signs of the end of the age. And in Matthew 24, 9 through 14, Jesus said, they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Now, I know we're not in the Middle East yet. There's believers here not being beheaded. They're not being tortured. They're not being martyred here in the U.S. yet. But the persecution is not starting by a sword yet. It's starting here by silencing the voices of the gospel. This is all in context. Listen to this. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Why will we be hated for his name's sake? Because when we start opening up the word of God and we preach what Jesus preached, it will be considered, it will be noted as, it will be labeled as, and it will be marked as religious extremism. Listen to this. And then many will be offended. They will betray one another and will hate one another. Listen, if we think we've got chaos in the church now, and we think we've got division in the church now, and we think we've got discord in the church now, and we think that people are being ornery and they're being mean and there's so much lawlessness now, wait till we really see this thing start kicking in overdrive. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Listen to this. This is a revelation from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just gave me this revelation just now. I don't even have notes on this. Listen, you know what's going to cater to false prophets? You know what's going to, this is going to produce the perfect storm for false prophets to rise up and deceive many. Watch this. When the true prophets, oh, come on, somebody. When the true prophets begin to be silenced by the Ahabs and the Jezebels, when the true prophetic voices who preach on sin, preach Jesus is the only way to heaven, when they truly preach the word of God, the true prophets, the true men of God, the true pastors, the true apostles, the true teachers, when the true voices of the gospel are being silenced and persecuted, watch and see how many ministers, ministries, quote unquote, prophets, apostles, teachers, and so forth. Watch how many of them will compromise and capitulate, and they will go with the flow, and they will sit at the table of Ahab and Jezebel, and they will all speak the same thing as all the other false prophets, and they will speak smooth things, and they will prophesy smooth things. They won't say anything controversial. They won't say anything that will get them flagged. They won't say anything that will get them labeled. They won't preach anything that will get them marked as religious extremists, but they'll preach a gospel that is so watered down, so diluted, and so inundated with humanism, new age, and doctrines of demons, that while they're getting pats on the back and getting the applauses of people, hell will be filled with souls that will be led astray. So this will fester and produce false prophets that will arise and deceive many. Listen to this, verse 12. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. It's already happening, guys. Listen to verse 13 and 14. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And here it is. Listen, I don't know how this is going to happen in verse 14, but it's going to happen because the word of God says it's going to happen. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. So let me just say this, and we're going to pray for everybody. You say, well, what's going to happen with the end time headlines? Listen, we're going to keep going. There's other ministers out there that they've completely left Facebook. They've completely left Twitter, YouTube, all these major Twitter. They've left all these big platforms, and they're still preaching the gospel. I've had people ask me that. Well, what are you going to do, brother? If you're done on Facebook, you're done on YouTube, we're going to keep going. Our website's out there. We're going to go as long as we can. We may not be able to stream from Facebook. We may not be able to stream on YouTube, but we'll stream from our website. There's alternative social media sites, guys. Listen, we're going to continue to be the voice crying in the wilderness. And I believe that people are going to come and they're going to go where you're at to hear what you have to say. I'm not going to lose sleep and worry about this because God is in control. And if God sees fit that our message and our ministry continues to preach to the world the gospel of the kingdom, then listen, there's not a social media site. There's not a devil in hell, a witch, a warlock, a curse, a hex. There ain't nothing out there that's going to stop it until Jesus himself says it's time. Come on, somebody ought to shout right there. Because listen, it's not about me, but it's about your ministry. It's about your platform that God has given you and entrusted you with. It's about that. Listen, they're even, and it's even going even further than media. Even in some states, they're trying to ban home gatherings. Why? Because it's a threat. The enemy is trying to silence the word, but I got news for him. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. No wonder the devil is pulling out all the stops. After all, guys, I'll remind you, according to the word of God, he is the prince of the power of the air. He controls most of the airwaves. God has given him limited authority. But here's the key. Satan, according to the book of Revelation, Satan knows his time is short. Therefore, he has come down with great wrath. He's furious. Why? Because he sees that the gospel, the kingdom, is being preached into all the world through satellite, through Facebook, through Twitter, through YouTube, through podcasts, through cable television. These outlets are being used. What the enemy intended for evil, come on, God is using for good to preach the gospel. and the enemy is furious and pulling out all the stops to try to prevent it, try to stop it, and try to shut it down. But again, God has the last word. Amen. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can find us on our main website. If you've not yet subscribed to our main website, please do that. Bookmark our main website. You can do that by going again to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not downloaded our free app, please get it today. Go to the App Store on Google or on Apple. On an Android device or an Apple device or iOS device, you can get that. You can download that free app, get it into your hands, get our push notifications. It will alert you on all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. It will alert you when our new podcasts are up, when our videos are out. It will alert you and do that. As long as we're able to do this, we're going to continue to do this with our app. That's why we tell people, listen, don't rely on the big social media. Rely on, get the app, get the main website, get it noted, get it bookmarked, get it saved, subscribe, whatever you got to do, get it, because time is running out. Again, if you support this ministry, you love what we stand for, you stand behind us, it's a blessing to you. It helps you, it encourages you, it equips you, it informs you on a week-to-week basis. We want to give you that opportunity to help partner with us on a monthly basis to help us to commit, help us to remain strong year after year as we continue to be entrusted with what God has entrusted us with. So we want to make this available for you to be able to be a blessing as well. And you can do that by giving electronically, by through the app or through the main website, or you can give right there on your screen by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, that's how you can partner with us and help support the ministry. So we're, guys, we're going to close today. It's Monday, so it's the beginning of the week. As far as podcasts go, we're going to take off tomorrow. We'll be back on our Wednesday. We are still working on our one of our messages that everybody's been asking us about, and that's on Mystery Babylon. We've not forgot it. We're still working on it. We're gathering more information. But some of these things, I feel like they need to be put on the front burner and other things put on the back burner. While it's fresh, while these stories are fresh and while they're out there. So be looking for that. Either way, regardless, Lord willing, we're going to be on Wednesday. We're going to be back here on Friday. So we got two more podcasts this week, even maybe three if we can squeeze it in. Sometimes we do that. So every now and then we squeeze in about four in the week, but most of the time we stick around three per week. So before we sign out today, let me pray for you guys. Father, I thank you for every individual under the sound of my voice today. Lord, those that you've entrusted us with to speak into their lives, we pray the blessings of the Lord over them. Lord, in accordance to today's topic and the word of the Lord that I feel like you've given me today, I'm asking that you would help us to endure what is coming in the days ahead. Help us to endure the tribulation. Help us to endure the persecution that's coming. Help us to endure the trial and the hardships that are coming. Lord, we see that men's hearts are hardening. We see that lawlessness is abound. People, the love of many is waxing cold. I'm asking, Lord, that we understand and we know that this is going to happen, but help us to remain on fire. Help us to remain to be salt. Help us to remain to be light, and help us continue to carry the torch of the gospel everywhere the soles of our feet tread upon, the workplace, the workforce, in our family, in our communities, everywhere we go. Help us to let our light so shine among men that they may see our works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Father, I speak the blessings of the Lord over every individual today. I speak health. I speak longevity. I speak prosperity. I bind the works of the enemy and I loose the assignments of heaven over your life. I come into agreement with what the word of the Lord has for you and your household. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. Guys, God bless you. Again, thank you for subscribing. Again, you guys on YouTube, don't forget to hit that like button, hit the subscribe button to follow us. You guys listening by podcast, be sure to share this broadcast. You guys on Facebook Live, remember to tag some people, share this video. Again, we appreciate your support. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.